Good evening, comrades. Tonight I'm going to be printing a Christmas edition. It's not always easy to find really pertinent and Christmassy readings. So I decided to look for some stories having to do with the Yule log tradition. So the first story that I found was one entitled Burning the Yule Log by D. Jordan. At first, I thought this Christmas story had a lot of potential because it was a modern story with a lot of interesting themes. So a story about a middle-aged woman who's going through a very messy divorce, and she's also facing a health challenge. Her daughter comes home from college, and her daughter is exploring the Ozatro tradition. So she wants to get a Yule log from the forest. And so the story is about dragging this Yule log from the forest with horses. So apparently this family must be wealthy enough to have horses. The only problem with the story is that it's so brief that it feels really incomplete. Even though it promised to really be quite interesting, it ends up ending as if it was trying to be some sort of a commercial for the value of Christianity as opposed to paganism. However, I imagine that if someone took some of the seedlings of the story and actually wrote an entire book, which could potentially go in an entirely different direction, I could imagine this as a fascinating story. Because this story was all too brief, I went ahead and looked for another story, and I found one entitled When the Yule Log Burns by Lena Dalrymple. This is a country Christmas story that is extremely picturesque, and it's really very much like Currier and Ives. So it's a very Victorian type of story with very subtle writing. And even though it's a relatively short book, it requires a lot of careful reading because there are some secrets in the story that you don't learn until the end. So it's a very vivid story. I didn't feel that it pertained enough to us, but it was very charming. And I suppose if you want to read a charming Christmas story, that was one I would recommend. And then I found Round the Yule Log by Peter Christian Asbjornsen. And this is a story about brownies, trolls, and spirits. A series of stories, actually. And it's really the most traditional of all three. From there, I decided that the most interesting thing for this show would be to talk about the Yule log itself. Like a lot of things that get passed down through time and possibly become somewhat ritualistic, sometimes their origin is really shrouded in mystery. Some will even say the Yule log is a memory of a Celtic tradition from a time when religion might be said to be more visceral and perhaps called more primitive. But others say that it's really just a feudal invention having to do with making sure that people gather enough firewood. At any rate, there is a very strong tradition in the British Isles of saving the semi-burned log for the next year. And then the next year, the new Yule log is started with some remnants of the old Yule log. There are people who say that the Yule log tradition likely recalls a tradition of lighting bonfires. And the Yule log has to be lit once and thoroughly burned and then allowed, I suppose, to burn out, and it's unlucky to relight it. There's also a ritual revolving around the Yule log where candles are lit from the Yule log, and then a wish is made. It kind of reminds me of birthday wishes in a way. This wish is kept a secret. In addition to England, also in the Baltic, we have a log or a stump that is traditionally pulled through the village and then burned. Also, too, Jacob Grimm noted a South Slavic tradition that has to do with the burning of a sapling. And there's also a Spanish tradition where a Yule log is imagined to contain various candies and small gifts. Another interesting topic that was brought up in this book was the topic of brownies, who are apparently a kind of fairy. One of the things that they say about brownies, they say that at best they're helpful spirits and they help with things like farming and cleaning. It's said that brownies are happy to accept treats or possibly even a gift of linen, but what they really don't want is payment. Generally speaking, they'll run away if you try to pay them, although the tradition in Lincolnshire is slightly different. In Lincolnshire, apparently you can pay brownies. In Denmark, there are spirits called the Nisser. They're very much like brownies, but these in particular are associated with Santa. Of course, that brings us to the question of trolls. And when I say trolls, I'm referring to the spirit-like creatures or the creatures that are really, in a way, kind of like gnomes. Of course, back in the 80s especially, you had, for example, troll dolls were very popular. Trolls are quite interesting, and they're associated with the night. They're said to be quite wild. There are stories about them fearing Thor's hammer because they're supposed to be afraid of either light or lightning. Sometimes they're said also to eat raw foods, and they're said to hoard treasure. The fascinating thing about this is the older I get, the more I suspect that these stories of trolls are actually some kind of a memory of the Neanderthals. This association with nighttime is quite interesting because I have read the theory that the Neanderthals may have hunted at night. There's also the belief that the Neanderthals had very strong immune systems, and at times they may have eaten raw foods, although they did have fire, so they could also have cooked things. So I'm guessing they would have done both. I don't think it was just one or the other. I tend to think that these are really Neanderthal creatures, especially when I consider the way they're always being portrayed in both sculpture and art. And of course, it's a very sort of exaggerated view. There was another theory that trolls may have simply been referenced to pagan groups, but I'm really not inclined to believe that because I get a sense that the difference with trolls seems to be more thorough than just a different religion. I hope you enjoyed this discussion. I know this is a bit different, but last year we had such a wonderful Christmas show, and I really wanted to find something that was Christmassy, and that's not always easy. But I hope you found this fun and seasonal. So have a good evening. Thank you for listening, and hail victory, comrades.